T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Every president has had his own style while serving as commander-in-chief and his own way of interacting with other nations and conducting various negotiations. A caller last weekend suggested that Donald Trump was going about his negotiations with Kim Jong-un of North Korea all wrong. It was suggested that he was propping up the North Korean dictator by meeting with him and even saying nice things about him. And yes, Kim Jong-un is a dictator who has been responsible for having hundreds and perhaps thousands of people murdered. No one could ever or should ever defend that kind of behavior. But if there ever was a president who could negotiate with an adversary, Donald Trump seems to be that man. While criticism from the Bank of Democrat candidates and other left-wingers continues, we are reminded of what Mitt Romney described as Barack Obama's apology tour. During an address in Strasbourg, France in April of 2009, Obama uttered the words, quote, "There have been times where America has shown arrogance and been dismissive, even derisive," end of quote. Now, during that speech, he said, quote, "The United States is still working through some of our own darker periods in history. Our country still struggles with the legacies of slavery and segregation, the past treatment of Native Americans," end of quote. An American, especially an American president, should not go overseas and criticize the United States. While here in America, any citizen has constitutional rights to speak their mind. But the president criticizing America on foreign soil was a humiliation of his own superpower nation and a truly abhorrent act. Obama's negotiation with Iran that led to paying them for putting a hold on their nuclear enrichment while doing nothing to have them stop their support of terrorism and terrorist organizations around the world was an abysmal failure. So every president has had his own style. Donald Trump opened his presidency by addressing the United Nations, reminding the world's leaders like them he puts his own country first. He has his own style of letting the world know what he thinks of his country. His negotiations with adversaries are transparent and bent toward making the world safer. He is not making hidden promises. His overtures are available for the world to see. No president before Donald Trump, neither Democrat nor Republican, made overtures to formally end the Korean War and bring a greater sense of security to the Korean Peninsula. We should never forget those who were murdered by the North Korean regime, whether it was done by the current leader or by his father. But if the president of the United States has the ability to recognize an opportunity and feels confident in taking the necessary steps to make the world just a little bit safer without firing a shot, the American public should either back him up or just shut up and say nothing. The overt criticism coming from some of the candidates looking for the Democrat nomination has not been constructive but destructive. The intent, of course, is to attack Donald Trump on any front, on any issue, anywhere, or at any time. Their intent is to make him look weak and ineffective, even at the risk of keeping certain parts of the world on the brink of uncertain instability. Donald Trump's adversaries suggest he was born into wealth, and that is true. But his subsequent accumulation of wealth came about as a result of his own abilities. His history has been one of understanding the strengths and nuances of negotiations. The president is tackling domestic issues and world challenges one step at a time, and his efforts to bring about attitudinal changes by North Korea and to help make the world just a little bit safer should be recognized and respected. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.